Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk with Don Close about the uptick in beef supplies in just a moment.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
There's a new misting fan on the market, and you need to check it out. It's called the Simply Cool Atomizer. It takes dust out of the air, flies absolutely hate it, and it reduces the temperature in your barns and stalls. You, the floor, your horses, and other livestock stay dry. It's the only one of its kind. Fully guaranteed, really easy to maintain. Your livestock and your farm and ranch hands will all love you. Call Simply Cool at 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
Based on the last several cattle on feed reports, more beef seems to be on its way. Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance says, yep, we've got more beef in the pipeline.
We do, and that was pretty well expected. We had that thing both not only the larger calf numbers that we're expecting with the rebuild of the cow numbers, but just when we went through the entire second half of 2015 with month-over-month placements below a year ago, that supply of available cattle outside of feed yards was building. Personally, I think that's been a bigger part of the supply of feeder cattle than has been increased cow numbers.
Going back to those slaughter cattle prices, you alluded to the fact that, you know, hope to stay around that $1.20. We're below that now. Right. Sorry, on cash cattle trade. What few cash cattle trades we've got?
Yep.
Or do we have quite a bit more? You know, we have some more downside of this market potentially, or is it starting to get to a point that there's not too much more?
I wish I never say never. I wish I knew on that one. I'm going as of today. I'm going to defend my projection of 120 for the third quarter. So if that's a quarterly average, you know, should you expect some sub 120 sales in that mix? No doubt we do. So I think the market is at a critical juncture, and particularly with the difficulty we're finding in finding underlying support to the futures market. I think we're at a really critical juncture. But as of today, I'm still wanting to give this market the benefit of the doubt.
And Don Close says one of the reasons why we remain very current in our feedlot supplies.
I think so. I really do. And, you know, obviously when we have seeing those weekly steer and heifer carcass weights now below a year ago and the trajectory of those weights is we won't get into that excessive weight problem that tipped the whole apple cart over this time a year ago that lasted through the end of the year. That tonnage by itself will pay dividends as we get on into the year. Now, with that said, you know, we're sitting here year to date. What we got, beef production up roughly 5% or close to it. We're sitting here roughly 3% increase in both pork and broilers. So total tonnage of meat going, you know, if we look, what is the culprit to all this disappointment? I think we just really need to look at that total tonnage of protein going to the consumer.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.